At the All My Relations Arts Gallery off of Franklin Avenue, I meet with Angela Two Stars. Sharing the same building, the bustling powwow ground shop is just a few feet away, smelling of fresh coffee and echoing with the conversations of locals. I'm here with Two Stars, who is the gallery director here at All My Relations Arts, to chat about her recent commission, a new artwork piece to be part of the iconic Minneapolis Sculpture Garden. But first, recently it's been a whirlwind of experiences, relocations, and job opportunities for Two Stars. Let's start with that quick.
It's been a busy 2 years. I actually graduated from Kendall College of Art and Design in May of 2017. And actually before that, I exhibited here at All My Relations Arts. It was my first exhibition as a professional artist, and that kind of just launched my career.
Two Stars, who grew up on the Lake Traverse Indian Reservation in South Dakota, was later selected to make art pieces around Bede Mikaska, wildlife depictions paired with their Dakota name.
I learned of the call for art for Bede Mikaska, and as a descendant of Makhpiowe Chasta, I was really excited to apply for that opportunity, and I was selected and started coming back here to Minnesota to be part of that planning process.
After numerous art opportunities and exhibitions, she was offered the role of gallery director at the All My Relations Arts, a native art organization in Minneapolis. And Angela Two Stars officially moved to Minnesota, a place she felt at home.
For me, it was like that connection to the land, you know, because this is where my ancestors originated from. So I feel so like a blood memory to the land.
And that brings us back to Two Stars' latest commission, a piece at the Sculpture Garden that emphasizes Dakota language. She says it's inspired by her grandfather, Orson Bernard, an elder who worked at the tribe's language program for the last 15 years of his life.
I just remember thinking like what a legacy he was leaving behind because of him and his work and all other elders, their work like with language revitalization, like that was keeping that language life for myself and for my children and my grandchildren. So I wanted to create something that would honor that essential like ripple effect across generations. And that's what my idea like spurred from, is like the way one drop of water can reach out across a whole pond. One language speaker doing work can reach out to generations of speakers.
Her work is a sculptural seating based on the ripple effects of water, intended for children to climb and engage with, as well as adults to experience.
I hope that it's something fun. What I'm doing is I'm inviting the audience to come on a language journey with me. So like this ripple effect that they're going to be exposed to is going to be something they have to kind of meander through. And so it also speaks for me. It's about how people come to the language. I want to have a variety of language incorporated into this piece of Dakota language. The outside, I want to have some like basic language, and then it gets more advanced the closer and closer you get into the center. So it's like these layers that you're getting into of like your language growth.
There will also be medicinal plants and water involved, a place of healing, and a place to reconnect with the language spoken across these lands for ages.
The more you become reconnected with your language and culture, the more you become healed from past trauma and, you know, intergenerational trauma, and become more of a whole Dakota, you know, person.
Two Stars' proposal was selected by the Indigenous Public Art Selection Committee and Walker Art Center curatorial staff. Two Stars will be working closely with the Walker Art Center and consultants to install the new piece, with the completion and installation expected by fall 2020. I'm Cole Primo.